Would you turn with me to the Gospel of John once again in chapter 14?
请我们再打开约翰福音第十四章。
And we will just read in verses 16 and 17.
我们一起来念十六、十七节。
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter.That he may be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, for it beholdeth him not, neither knoweth him. Ye know him, for he abideth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you desolate. I come unto you.
约翰福音十四章十六节，我要求父。父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃是世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
And then if you will turn to the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 3.
我们打开约翰马太福音第三章。
Verse 11.
十一节。
I indeed baptize you in water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize youIn the Holy Spirit and in fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the garner, but the chaff he will burn up with unquenchable fire.
我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的能力比我更大。我就是给他提鞋也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗，他手里拿着簸箕要扬进他的场，把麦子 收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
And then in the Acts of the Apostles chapter 2,
使徒行传第二章
from verse 1,
第一节。
And when the day of Pentecost was now come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound as of the rushing of a mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them tongues, parting asunder, like as of fire. And it sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
二章第一节，五旬节到了，门徒都聚在一处。忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满。按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。
And then, if you will turn to the Old Covenant in the Book of Exodus,
我们打开旧约出埃及记
，and chapter 3,
第三章
，from verse 1,
我们要从第一节看起。
Now Moses was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian.And he led the flock to the back of the wilderness, and came to the mountain of God, unto Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said,I will turn aside now and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God.
出埃及记第三章第一节，摩西收养他岳父米甸祭司，摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司耶特罗的羊群。一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里的火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧灼，却没有烧毁。摩西说：“我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？”耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：“摩西，摩西。”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。”又说：“我是你父亲的神，是以撒的神。”摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
Could we just bow our heads in a
thought? 让我们低头，我们再做祷告。
Beloved Lord, we're so thankful we're found here in your presence.
亲爱的主，我们何等感谢你，因为我们能够来到你自己的面前。
And Lord, as we come to the ministry of your word, we know very well that, Lord, we can do nothing without you.
当我们来说到你话语的时候，我们向你承认，如果不是你自己来做工，人不能做什么。
The speaking, the translating, the hearing will amount to nothing unless, Lord, you are the power in it all.
除非你自己的圣灵赐下大的能力，我们说话的人、翻译的人、听讲道的人都归于无用。
We want to thank you, Father, that you have provided an anointing of grace and of power.And of wisdom for such a time.
我们要感谢你，因为在这个膏油里头，你赐给我们恩典、能力与智慧，让我们能够支取。
And into that anointing we stand by faith.
因着信，我们就站在这一个恩膏的底下。
Lord, let the speaking be under the anointing, the translating under the anointing, and our hearing under the anointing.
当然说话的、翻译的、听话的都在同一个恩膏底下。
Touch our hearts, Lord.
主啊，摸着我们每一个人的心。
We are at the crossroads in world history.
因为今天世界来到了一个历史的十字路口。
Beloved Lord, we need you.
亲爱的主，我们何等需要你。
Will you speak into our hearts this evening?
今天晚上我们真求你向我们心的深处说话。
And do in us something that can never be taken away.
在我们生命中抓住我们，让我们逃不掉。
For whatsoever you do, Lord, it is forever.
因为你所做的工是持续到永远。
We shall be careful to give you all the thanksgiving and praise of our hearts for answering our prayer.
我们要非常小心地把每一个荣耀感谢都归于你自己。
We ask it in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们乃是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。
Amen.Well, I'm sure everybody knows that the theme of this conference is knowing the Holy Spirit.
我相信我们在座每一位弟兄姊妹都知道，这次的大会主题是认识圣灵。
And as I have said each evening, there is no subject that could be of greater or more vital significance at this time than this matter.
像我每一个晚上要强调。在这个时候， 没有一个题目比这个题目更重要。
My part in this has been the person, to speak about the person of the Holy Spirit.
我的责任这一次乃是讲到圣灵的身位，他的位格。
Truly knowing the Holy Spirit as a person is the key to everything in Christian life and service.
能够真正的认识圣灵的位格，是引导我们进入所有属灵的实际的钥匙。
In John's Gospel, chapter 14, and verse 17, in the passage we read together a few moments ago.
刚刚我们在约翰福音十四章所念的圣经。
The Lord Jesus said, "Ye know him."
主耶稣对着门徒说：“你们认识他。”
But do you know him?
现在是你们认识他吗？
It's one thing to know about him. It's another thing to know him.
认识他与知道有关于他是两码子事。
You can have all the doctrine, all the theology, all the theory, and still you are a stranger to the Holy Spirit.
你可以知道许多有关于这一方面的神学知识，可是你对圣灵来讲还是一个陌生的人。
Do you really know him?
你真的认识他吗？
There are two aspects about the person of the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵神有两个重要的方面。
And they are, it is vital that we understand those two aspects.
对我们来认识这两个方面是非常的重要。
The first is His indwelling.
第一个是他的圣灵的内住。
He has come to live in us.
他来到我们的里面。
Not to visit us merely.
他不是仅仅访问一下。
Not to bless us merely.
他也不是仅仅来祝福一下。
Not to use us merely.
或者来使用一下。
He has come to dwell in us.
他乃是进到我们里面住。
He has made his home in us.
他在我们的里头找着安家。
Because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus.
都因为主耶稣所完成的救赎。
Because of this so great salvation which our Lord Jesus won at Calvary.
是因为耶稣基督在加利略山上所完成的救恩。
Because through that so great salvation you have been justified in the sight of God.
因为主耶稣的救赎让我们称义了。
The Holy Spirit has come to make His home in you.
因这个缘故，圣灵进到我们的里面来安居。
That is one aspect.
这是一面。
It is vital.
很重要。
Essential.
非常的要紧。
It's foundational.
这是最基本的。
The second aspect is as important.As foundational and as essential.
第二个方面也是非常的基本，也是很重要。
It is His empowering.
因为是圣灵的能加上能力。
The empowering of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵所赐予的能力。
He wants to live in you in power.
因为他是带着能力住在我们的里面。
Now I have to be careful that I don't go over into the work of the Holy Spirit.
我不能讲太多，我就进入了圣灵的工作这个范围了。
But the Holy Spirit wants to dwell in you.
圣灵住在我们里面。
And He wants to be the power of God in you.
而且他要成为神的能力在我们的身上。
These two aspects.Sum up really what our Lord Jesus has won for us.
圣灵的这两方面是耶稣基督为我们得着的。
Both, as I have said, are essential and of equal importance.
这两个方面对我们每一个人来讲是同等的重要。
Are we truly born again?
我们是否真的重生了？
Or you think that's a very strange thing to ask in a conference of Christians?
或者你觉得在这样的一个基督徒的聚会中，怎么还问这么简单的问题呢？
Are we truly born again?
还是要问，你真的重生得救没有？
It is possible to be converted in the head.
你可能脑袋里面以为是如此。
And not born of the Spirit of God.
但是你并没有从圣灵生。
Second generation Christians, third generation Christians, fourth generation Christians, often it's all up here in the head.
第二代、第三代、第四代的基督徒往往具有这个危机，是脑袋里面的重生。
When we are,
当我们真的从圣灵生
，When the Spirit dwells in us,
当圣灵真的住在我们的里面
，We are hungry for the Lord.
我们就有一种饥渴
，We thirst for the Lord.
我们渴慕主
，We long to know the Lord.
我们盼望认识他更多
，We long for fellowship.
我们盼望有更深的交通
，Our eyes open to another world.
我们的眼睛能够看见另外一个世界
，Our ears open to the Spirit of God.
我们的耳朵能够听见神的话语
，These are all the evidences that a person is born of God.
这些生命的现象来证明我们是真正重生的人
，But often when we've heard these things from childhood.
当然，我们从小就听些这些道理。
We believe, we believe.
我们就相信了。
It is, but it's in the head.
但是这种相信是在您思想中的。
It is of tremendous importance, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的内住是无比的重要。
But His being in us in power is also important.
但是圣灵所赐给我们的能力，对我们也相等的重要。
Have we been empowered？
我们基督徒是不是有被圣灵，穿上能力呢
？Are we able to function？
我们在基督的身体里面有尽功能吗
？Are we able to contribute something of the Lord？
我们能不能在这个身体里面把基督给我们的贡献出来呢
？Are we able to really worship？
我们是不是能够真的敬拜他呢
？Are we able to intercede？
我们能够在身体里面互相代祷吗
？Have we the power to be what God has created us to be？
我们能不能够有这个能力，是神当初造人的时候该有的能力
？These two aspects are to me so important。
圣灵这两方面对我来讲是非常重要。
In John's Gospel, chapter 20,
在约翰福音第三十二二十章
there is an amazing event that took place when Jesus stood in the midst of those disciples.
当主耶稣复活的之后，他有一天出现在门徒中间。
It was the risen Christ.
是复活的基督。
Thomas was not there.
那天晚上，多马不在。
And the Lord Jesus breathed on them.
主耶稣对那些门徒们吹了一口气。
What happened?
主在做什么？
Because it, as I understand it, and I'm sure Christian will put me right if I'm wrong, the Holy Spirit was not yet given.
那天晚上，如果我说错，你们就更正我。我想是因为圣灵在那个时候还没有赐下。
And here the Lord Jesus did this. He went, they were all around.
他就向门徒吹了一口气。
Now think.
想一想。
Isn't that ridiculous?
这不是很奇怪吗？
I'll do it again.
吹一口气。
So quiet,
一片鸦雀无声。
So silent,
一点声音都没有。
And he said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit."
主耶稣就说，你们受圣灵。
So quiet,
非常安静。
Spiritual growth is so quiet.
灵命的增长是一个安静的事。
You don't hear it.
你听不见声音。
You grow.
但是你在增长。
Well, every one of you is growing, otherwise you couldn't be sitting here in these old bodies.
我们每一个坐在这里都是长大的。
You've grown up.
我们都长成了。
So quietly.
你的成长是很安静的。
So amazingly.
很稀奇的。
Think of fruit.
想到那个果实。
Fruit is so quiet.
果实的成长也是安静。
You never hear it.
你听不见。
Bang, bang, bang. And an apple comes.
嘣嘣一声。苹果就出来了。
Oh, bang! And a mango.
那个芒果就出来了。
No, no. Or you hear it groaning, no?
你有没有看到它的叹气
？So quiet.
都是安静的。
The fruit of the spirit.
圣灵的果子。
Something so quiet.
也是如此。
Many Christians think that is all and only the Holy Spirit.
但是有很多的基督徒认为这就是圣灵所有的工作了。
But there is another side to the Holy Spirit.
可是别忘记还有另外一边。
There is the sound of a gale force typhoon.
在另外一边你看到的是好像台风一样这么剧烈。
Shaking the whole place.
它让整个的聚会的地方震动。
And fire.
有火焰。
The distributed upon them.
像舌头一样降在每一个人身上。
And they were all speaking in other tongues.
然后这些门徒就说起别国的方言来。
So sensational.
这是非常的戏剧化的。
So public.
也是公开的。
So obvious.
是很清楚的。
One matter is so quiet.
一面你看。
Other matter is so public.
另一面你看到这么公开。
And it is both to do with the person of the Holy Spirit.
但是两个面都讲到同样一位圣灵。
Some of us prefer the quiet side.
有的基督徒喜欢安静这一面。
But then we are limiting the person of the Holy Spirit.
我们限制了圣灵的工作。
And some people like the public noisy side.
也有一群基督徒喜欢另外一面。公开的很大声音的。
But both these aspects of the person of the Holy Spirit are absolutely foundational and essential.
但是不管哪一面，都是同一位圣灵，对我们的经历来讲同等重要。
You cannot be a child of God without the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵，你不可能成为神的儿女。
You cannot be in the body of the Lord Jesus apart.From the Holy Spirit.
离开了圣灵，你不可能有份于基督的身体。
But this is all the quiet side.
这一方面的经历是安静的。
But you cannot be filled with the power of God, but by the Holy Spirit.
你没有办法被神的能力所充满，如果没有圣灵。
And the church will never endure.And be a testimony and a witness to the world apart from the power of the Holy Spirit.
如果一个教会没有得着圣灵的能力，他不可能在这个世界为他做见证。
The work of the gospel cannot be fulfilled without the power of the Holy Spirit.
传福音的使命如果没有圣灵的能力，也是不能够完成。
Or we will turn the church.Into some little elitist group of going on saints, quiet.
我们常常把一群基督徒变成这个世界的一群拔尖分子，很安静。
British.
英国人。
The British always thought that their temperament was the temperament of God.
英国人常常有这个自信，他认为他们的性格就是神的性格。
Quiet,
安静。
Level,
和平。
Phlegmatic,
很这个讲实际。
Not panicked,
不会紧张。
But there is another side to the Holy Spirit.
但是我们不要忘记，圣灵还有另外一面的表现。
His gale force wind,
他好像大风吹过。
His fire,
他是火一样的。
Both these aspects, you and I must know.
我们需要认识两个方面。
Our brother this morning spoke about the historic side of the baptism of the Spirit.
早晨，我们的陈弟兄交通圣灵的这个洗净。
But you and I have to enter in ourselves.
但是我们每一个人都必须进入这一个净。
We have to lay hold on that for which Christ has laid hold on us.
我们必须抓住这个圣灵在这个净的里面所抓住我们的。
That's how you became a child of God.
因为除非这样，你没有办法成为神的儿女。
You surrendered to the Lord Jesus.
你必须向我们的主投降。
You asked him to be your savior.
你求他成为你的救主。
You took hold of that finished work of Calvary.
你要抓住基督在加利利所在加略山完成的工作。
And you were born of God.
你成为重生的基督徒。
In the same way,
同样的道理。
We have to come into the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须进入圣灵的能力。
It is very important for us.
对于我们每一个人非常的重要。
To understand this,
来明白这个方面。
It has to become our own living experience.
这两方面都必须成为一个基督徒的实际的经验。
There are many emblems of the Holy Spirit.
在圣经里面讲到圣灵有不同的标记。
And they are very beautiful.
每一个标记都有它的美。
The Holy Spirit is an emblem of the Holy Spirit is dew.
好像甘露。
You never hear the dew.
露水下来的时候，你听不见声音的。
So quiet.
非常安静。
And yet it revives, renews, and refreshes everything.
但是甘露能够叫每一个地上的生物复兴，得着更新的力量。
In fact, all the fruits of the Holy Land, dates, pomegranates, grapes, and many more, olives, they all come to.All ripen by the dew.
在巴勒斯坦这个地方，这些水果，比如说枣子或者橄榄，这些都石榴，它要成熟的时候，都必须有这个甘露下降，它们才会成熟。
An emblem of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经用甘露来作为标号。
There are many other emblems.
圣灵还有其他的标号。
But it is very interesting to me that one of those emblems is probably more used than any other, and that is fire.
在不同的标号里面，对我最有意思的一个标号就是火。
Our Lord Jesus, John the Baptist, speaking of our Lord Jesus.In Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 3, in verse 11, we've read it together.
刚刚我们在马太第三章十一节，施洗约翰介绍耶稣的时候提到这个点。
Spoke in this way.
他这样说。
He shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire.
他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
Luke says the same thing.
路加也提到同一个点。
He shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire.
他要用火与圣灵与火给你们施洗。
Not just a quiet receiving. He breathes out, we breathe in, as A.B. Simpson put it in his hymn.
不像我们刚刚弟兄所带我们唱的那首诗歌 ，A.B. Simpson 弟兄说，我们吸入与呼出。
This baptism is a submerging in the Holy Spirit, an immersing in the Holy Spirit.
这里所说的圣灵的浸，是把我们整个的人浸到圣灵的里面。
Many people have come to me over the years and said, I have the Holy Spirit.
很多的弟兄姊妹到我面前来告诉我，我有圣灵的经历。
I find it very interesting.
哦，我觉得很有意思。
You have the Holy Spirit.
你有圣灵。
We don't always see it.
但是我看不见呢。
But you have the Holy Spirit.
但是你说你有圣灵的经历。
He's trapped inside of you.
但是这一位圣灵被你关紧闭了
，Straightened by your flesh，
被你的肉体好像穿了紧身衣箍住了
，Trapped in your problems，
被你的问题绑住了
，Defeated by your self life，
因着你自我的这个老我的生命被你好像打败了
，But when the Holy Spirit gets you。
但是反过来，当圣灵得罪你的话
That is a different thing.
那完全不一样。
Then you are lost in the fathomless infinity of God.
你当你被圣灵得着的时候，你好像消失在神无限的大海里。
Then you are launched into the fullness of God.
你就进入神一个极大的丰富里面。
Into the unsearchable riches of the Messiah.
你就来到弥赛亚那一个测不透的丰富里面。
The Holy Spirit has got you.
如果圣灵抓住你
，It's not you've got the Holy Spirit.
不是你抓住圣灵。
The Holy Spirit has got you.
乃是圣灵抓住你。
That is tremendous.
那是大事。
I always used to use an illustration.
我喜欢用一个比方。
You go down to the coast here.
你到这边的海边。
You have the Pacific.
太平洋。
You take a bucket.
你拿一个桶子
，and you fill your bucket，
你舀一桶
，and you say to me，
你就对我说了
，I have the Pacific Sea in my bucket，
在我桶子里面装了太平洋
，No，
不是的
，You have one bucket full of the Pacific，
应该倒过来说，你只有装了太平洋里面的一桶一小桶子水而已
，But if you throw that bucket out into the sea。
但是如果你把这个桶子扔在大海里头
A wave comes,
有一个大浪来了
fills it,
把它摔起来
another wave comes,
第二个浪再来了
and the bucket has disappeared.
然后这个桶就不见了
the Pacific has got the bucket.
现在太平洋得到了你的桶
That is all the difference between saying I have the Spirit.
这就是我刚刚所说的一个人说我有圣灵
Thank God for that.
谢谢神
But more important is this.
但是更重要在这里。
Has the person of the Holy Spirit got you?
圣灵有没有得着你才是问题。
Then there is nothing impossible.
如果是这样的话，没有一件事情对神不可能的。
You have been launched into the greatness, the infinity of God.Himself.
从那一天起，你就开始进入神无限的丰富。
Isn't it interesting that on that day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon that 120,
五旬节的那一天，当圣灵降在那120人的身上
，It was a fire.
那天有火。
And suddenly the fire distributed itself.
那团火分散在这120人身上。
A tongue upon each one of the 120.
每一个人都有一个火焰像舌头一样。
The fire became 120 tongues of fire.
原来的一团火现在变成120个火像舌头一样的火点
Now again I find this quite interesting In the Christian tradition
在基督教的传统
Saints always have a kind of circle of light or gold round their head
在 画图的时候这些 圣徒的后面总是画一个光圈
That's how you to distinguish a saint. He has a halo.
如果你脑袋上有一个光圈的话，那你就是圣徒了。
But in the Jewish tradition,
但是你到犹太的传统里头
it is a tongue of fire.
却是一个火。
That's how you tell a saint.
如果你头上有一个火舌头这样的火的话，就是圣徒了。
Tongue of fire over his head.
在他的头上有这么一个火焰。
I find it interesting.
我觉得这很有意思。
That it is this emblem of the person of the Holy Spirit, fire, which was so visible on that day of Pentecost.
这个圣灵的标记里面，这个火的标记。在五旬节那一天出现在圣经里面。
120 units of a congregation.
原来本来是120个个体。
A perfect congregation.
这些都是完美的基督徒。
Absolutely one.
他们合而为一。
Fasting and in prayer.
他们是禁食祷告。
Believing in pure doctrine.
他们绝对相信耶稣的教训。
They believe their whole Old Testament.
他们完全百分之百接受旧约。
They believed in the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus.
他们也相信耶稣基督童贞女玛利亚所生。
His sinlessness.
他是无罪的。
His messianic ministry.
他的弥赛亚的执事。
His atoning death.
他的救赎的大恩
，His bodily burial and bodily resurrection，
他的身体的埋葬与身体的复活
，And His ascension，
也相信他的升天
，And His literal coming back again，
也相信他有一天要再来。
Could you ask for more？
你还能够还能加什么呢
？Most Christians would say this is perfect。
所有的基督徒都要同意，这是完全、完全的基督徒。
This is a perfect church.
这里是一个完美的教会。
This is what we're all looking for.
这就是我们所追求的。
This is perfect.
这是完美，太奇妙了。
And the Lord Jesus said.
主耶稣说。
I'm putting it in my own words.
我用我的话来讲。
The Lord Jesus said.
耶稣就说。
Don't you go around starting these congregations.
你不要马上跑出去就组织教会了。
You wait.
等。
Until the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
等圣灵降临在你们身上。
In that day, the perfect 120 units of that congregation became 120 members of a body.
到了五旬节那一天，这原来一百二十个个体，他们的是虽然是完美，可是经过圣灵的工作，变成一百二十个。肢体在一个身体上
，The Holy Spirit introduced them into a living organism.
圣灵在这里把每一个人介绍进入一个新的活的身体，有肢体。
The head was at the right hand of God.
这个身体的头在天上。
The body was on earth.
他的身体在地上。
And the Holy Spirit was the union between head and body.
圣灵就把头与身体连在一起。
They turned the world upside down.
从那天起，他们把那个世界就翻转过来。
Without theological seminaries,
那里没有神学院。
Without Bible schools,
没有圣经学校。
Without great fundraising techniques,
没有这些募款筹款的方法。
Without all the paraphernalia we think is absolutely necessary to evangelism,
没有像今天我们所谓布道工作里面所需要的种种技术。
They turned the world upside down.
但是神却用他们把当时的世界翻一翻。
Whilst the church remained a living organism,
只要教会是一个活的有机体。
While it remained indwelt by the Holy Spirit,
这个教会被圣灵所住在那里。
Empowered by the Holy Spirit,
加上他的圣灵的能力。
They were invincible.
他们看不见。
Persecution.
但是却
Martyrdom,
被逼迫被杀
only caused it to grow the more.
越这样逼迫就越成长
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
What a tremendous lesson this is.
这个是何等的功课我们可以学的
Generally speaking, if anyone speaks about fireThey only think of refining and purging.
一般来讲，我们提到火的时候，我们是想到的是，试验或者纯化。
But fire speaks of far more.
但是圣灵的火代表的意义超过这些。
Fire speaks of refining.
火有炼净的意思。
It is a work the Holy Spirit does.
这个工作只有圣灵可以做。
And never stops.
而从来不停止。
Go refined as by fire.
一个金子能够纯化，只有借着火炼。
Precious stone.Brought out of the deep places of darkness in our lives, formed by enormous heat and pressure.
宝石在那个黑暗的底下，地底下，它要形成的时候，必须有高热。
Pearl produced by a worthless bit of rubbish at its heart.
一个珍珠，它的产生乃是一个渣滓，一文不值的渣滓，在蚌壳里面促生。
These are the three materials out of which the city of God, the wife of the Lamb, the bride of the Messiah, is produced.
这三样材料，黄金、珍珠与宝石，是构成这个新耶路撒冷。羔羊的妻子的材料。
But fire also speaks of power.
圣灵的火也说到能力。
Energy comes from power, from fire.
神的能力是从这一个火来的。
Or it speaks of the warmth, love.
也说到它带来温暖与爱。
It speaks of attraction.
也说到一个吸引力。
I don't know what it is about men as opposed to women, but men have a fatal fascination for fires.
我观察男人跟女人有一个差别，好像男人对火有兴趣。
I don't know why, but they love the bigger the fire, the better.
他们喜欢火，火越大越好。
We always had to watch everybody in Halford House in the old days. If their fellows were working in the garden, they would build such fires.
我们在英国的时候，我们聚会的地方，我觉得这些弟兄常常要在院子里面起一个大火。
Once a jumbo jet of British Airways going over Halford House to land at London Heathrow, their pilots phoned the police and said there's a fire in Richmond, and it was in our garden.
那有一次，我们院子里面的火大到一个地步，有一架飞机从我们头上飞过去要下降的时候，这个驾驶员发觉起火了，打个电话通知警察。
You can't hide a fire.
因为火是遮不住的。
A fire is seen.
是公开看得见的。
It attracts attention.
因为火会吸引，有吸引力。
I find the way God met with Moses one of the most remarkable events in the whole Bible.
在圣经许多的故事里头，一个很稀奇的一个经历，就是神怎么样找到摩西。
And it has very much to say to us about the person of the Holy Spirit.
那一个故事里面很能够表达圣灵这位神。
You remember, he was in the wilderness, in the desert.
你记得摩西那个时候在旷野。
He was keeping sheep and goats and camels.
他在那里牧养羊、骆驼。
Quite a come down for Pharaoh's grandson.
对一个法老的这个儿女来讲，他的地位这是何等的降卑啊！
Especially the Egyptians.
对一个由埃及人来讲，
They thought that keeping goats and sheep was the lowest form of work.
在埃及的社会阶层里面，牧羊人是最低层次的。
And Moses had been 40 years. That's quite a lifetime.40 years keeping smelly goats and sheep.
摩西在这个旷野整整花了40年与这些有羊骚臭的羊在一起。
And one day he saw a fire.
可是有一天他看见火。
This is not so unusual.
在旷野看见火不稀奇。
It happens very often in the desert.
在沙漠里面这种事常有。
It was a thorn bush.
荆棘。
It had died.
当这荆棘死了。
Normally, the sun somehow spontaneously.
在旷野里头，这个荆棘着火是很自然的事。
They catch fire.
着火了。
Oh, Moses didn't bother. He looked.
摩西看了没有什么稀奇。
Dreaming, I suppose.
常常发生的事。
Done it for 40 years.
他在四十年之中看了很多。
He looked back 10 minutes later.
但十分钟之后。
Fire was still going.
这个火还在烧啊。
Normally these fires are very quick.
一般来讲，这个火烧烧就没有了。
Then half an hour later.
但是过了半小时了。
He looked and said, "Hmm."
这火还在。
Some thorn bush.
这个荆棘了不得啊。
Still on fire.
还在烧。
One hour later.
一个钟头了。
I better go over and have a look.
他就说我要看看了。
This must be a very big thorn bush.
他说这一团荆棘一定大得要命。
And when he came near to the, these thorn bush never grow higher than my chest.
这个荆棘在沙漠中绝对不会超过我的腰。
He went over.
他就走过去。
And it was amazing.
很诧异。
The bush.Burned with fire, but the bush was not destroyed.
他看见一件事很稀奇，火在荆棘上面烧，荆棘本身却不坏。
And then suddenly, not from above, but from the bush, almost at ground level, he heard the voice.Of God.
他忽然间听见一个声音，不是从天上来的声音，乃是在这个地上，在这个荆棘中。
Moses, Moses, take off the shoes from off your feet, for the ground whereon you stand is holy ground.
这个声音说，摩西，摩西，将你的鞋子脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣地。
Now, if it had been a palm tree, we could have at least understood.
如果是一个椰子树，我们可以理解。
I mean, a palm tree speaks of holiness; it speaks of royalty.
因为在圣经里面，这个椰子树代表了一个
And we could have understood it.
荣耀。
There was a great fire.
你看到火在这椰子树上烧。
What a wonderful sight!
哎呀，这多么壮观
！And God saying to Moses, Moses.
然后神从从上面说了，摩西，摩西，脱下你的鞋。
The ground where on your standing is holy.
你站的地方是圣地。
It would have been so right.
如果圣经这样讲的话，那个味道还对一点。
If it had been an olive tree,
或者是一个这橄榄树也对啊。
Oh, we would have been so thrilled. Think of our Bible typology.
你想想看，这个圣经的预表来讲多好。
An olive tree.
一个橄榄树
，Speaking of a spirit-filled man，
说到一个圣灵充满的人
，Wonderful，
太好了。
And out of the olive tree on fire，
然后在这橄榄树上出了火。
God saying to Moses, Moses, Moses，
摩西，摩西
，Take the shoes off your feet，
把你的鞋子脱下来。
Holy ground，
圣地。
We would have said it's wonderful, Lord。
哦，太奇妙了，神啊。
This is a picture of a spirit-filled man you're trying to tell us。
你就像我们预表摩西是一个圣灵充满的人。
If it had been a shittim tree, an acacia tree,
如果是一个香柏木，皂荚木。
This is the tree that all the wood of the tabernacle. Oh, we would have said, wonderful, wonderful.
如果是
the house of God, the house of God.
如果圣经用的是皂荚木的树来讲这个预表的话，我们会说太好了，太好了，预表神的家。
This acacia tree on fire.
这个皂荚木的树
着火了。Moses, take the shoes off your feet.
脱下你的鞋子来。
The ground you stand on is holy.
你站的是圣地。
We could have understood all this.
不管哪一个，我们都觉得我们比较懂呢。
Even a humble pomegranate.
或者再谦卑一点，变成一个石榴树也可以。
It doesn't grow so big, but still, it would have been wonderful. Fruitfulness, fruitfulness.
石榴树代表丰盛的生命啊
！Wonderful，
很好。
Such typology，
这样的预表真奇妙。
We could have understood the take your shoes off your，
把你的鞋子脱下来。
Holy ground，
圣地。
But a thorn bush，
但是怎么样没想到是一个荆棘啊
？There's no value in a thorn bush，
毫无价值。
Even the camels， if they can find something else to eat。Will do so.
甚至连一个骆驼，它能够找到更好的东西吃的话，它也不消一顾。
A thorn bush,
荆棘。
Holy ground,
圣地。
A thorn bush,
荆棘。
How can a thorn bush be holy ground?
一个这样的荆棘怎么成为圣地呢？
But it wasn't a green, blossoming thorn bush.
而这个荆棘还不是那个绿色正要开花的荆棘啊。
It was a dead thorn bush.
是一个枯干、死掉、没有生命的荆棘。
A dead thorn bush.
一个死的荆棘。
You see why I think this is one of the most incredible meetings in the whole of the Bible.
所以你懂吗？我提到这个故事，是在整本圣经里面一个很有趣的人神相遇的方法。
Holy ground,
圣地。
A dead thorn bush,
是一个
on fire,
死的荆棘着了火。
And the bush burned with fire,
这个上面有火。
And the bush was not consumed.
可是这一个荆棘却没有被火烧着。
When Moses recovered from his shock,
摩西看到这个吃惊啊。
God said,
神对他讲
，I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob.
我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
You shall go to Pharaoh.
你要去法老面前
and you shall say to him,
你要对他说
Let my people go
让我的百姓去
Then Moses said What is your name?
然后摩西就说请问大名
If I go to Pharaoh
如果我是去法老面前
And he asks me Who is this God?
他问我
What is his name?
你的神叫什么名字啊
What is your name?
那请问大名
And the Lord said,
主说
I am.
我就是
Listen carefully to me.
请注意听
That thorn bush was Moses.
那一个枯干的这个荆棘就代表摩西。
That fire was the spirit of God.
那个火就是神的灵。
I am.
他的名字叫我是。
Dwelling in the bush.
住在这一个荆棘上。
That bush was the children of Israel.
那一个荆棘也是代表神的儿女以色列人。
That fire.Was the Spirit of God in the midst of the children of Israel?
那一团火就是住在以色列百姓中间的神。
It had taken the Lord 40 years to reduce Moses to a dead thorn bush.
神整整花四十年把摩西变成这一个死的荆棘。
His royal education,
他在皇宫的教育，
his relationship to the Pharaoh，
他与法老王的关系，
brought up in the palace，
他在皇宫成长。
40 years it took the Lord，
神整整花40年的光阴，
to bring Moses to the place where he recognized he was nothing，
才能够把这个伟大的摩西变成这样的一个知道自己什么也不是的荆棘。
And the fire was everything.
而整个这一个火是一切的一切。
Now you Christians, listen to me.
基督徒啊，好好的听。
Listen to me.
注意听。
It could have been a beautiful tree full of fruit.
神可以拣选一棵树，充满了果子。
No.
不。
It wasn't fruitfulness first.
这里并不是讲多结果子的问题。
It could have been a thousand and one other things.
可以，我们想象1001个不同的东西。
But it was fire.
但是这里看到的是火。
He shall baptize you in the Spirit, with the Spirit, or in the Spirit, and in fire.
使徒约翰说，他要用圣灵与火给你们施浸。
Oh, dear family of God,
神的家，
what is it that attracts the world to God?
今天什么事情能够把这个世界吸引到神的面前来？
Fire in a thorn bush.
就是火在荆棘里。
Fire has always been the emblem of the person of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵的标记在圣经里面常以火来做
代表。Wherever you look,
不管你往哪里看。
When God came down to the mountain, it burned with fire.
当神从山上下来的时候，山着了火。
When they put, sometimes they put the burnt offering on the altar, fire came down from heaven and consumed it.
当他们把祭物放在祭坛上的时候，你看见圣经说有火从天上下来。
When they journeyed in the wilderness, there was a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire.
当以色列人在旷野行走的时候，有云柱，还有火柱。
All through their journeys,
那四十年，
the fire
一路陪伴着他们。
There,
火柱在哪里？
And the cloud,
云柱在哪里？
If you look at the history of the church,
如果你看教会的历史。
Every time there has been men and women who have come back into that great power of the Holy Spirit.
你看到神兴起弟兄或者姐妹，这些人都是回到神的面前带着能力。
Have known his indwelling.
认识神灵的内
住。And known his power.
认识神的能力。
It has been like fire in a thorn bush.
就像这个活在荆棘里的经历一样。
马丁路德 so plump，
他自己很大，
so small，
但是很矮，
so fond of food and drink，
喜欢吃也喜欢喝。
But there was fire in him，
但是有一天火在他里头。
And the fire turned the whole of Europe upside down，
这个火让整个的欧洲反过来。
Or you take John Wesley，
你拿威斯利弟兄，
so legalistic，
他是一个很讲法律的人。
By nature，
这个法律是个律师的脑袋。
Not for nothing he was called a Methodist.
难怪他被人家叫成这个巡理会。
But when he felt that strange warming in his heart,
当他开始觉得他里头一个奇妙的热度，
the fire got into the thorn bush.
因为火进到这个荆棘里了。
And it turned the English-speaking world upside down.
他把整个英语的世界颠倒过来。
George Whitefield.
乔治惠特利，
born in a public house，
他是在一个公共场合生出来的。
Not a very happy beginning，
这个出生并不是很了不得。
Someone who was going to be a great servant of God，
有一天他却成为神的仆人。
And furthermore he had a cast in his eyes， one eye looked them and one eye looked over them，
他的眼球一个向左一个向右。
Which meant that whenever he preached about sin at least two people got convicted。
所以意思就是说，他讲到罪人的时候，起码两边有一个人 被定罪
了。Whitfield,
这就是惠特里。
The fire was in him.
他里面有火。
It turned the whole of the English-speaking world upside down.
他把整个英语的世界也翻过来了。
Beloved brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，It is amazing.
何等奇妙。
When God wanted to give a ministry to those who had inexplicable suffering, He took a precious sister and disabled her.
神有的时候在一个姊妹的身上，让她有一个很大的痛苦，她好像变成了一个。残障的人。
Her name was Amy Carmichael.
她的名字叫 Amy Carmichael.
And to this day,
一直到今天
what she has written, her poems and the other things she's written, is a ministry to those with inexplicable suffering. It was fire in a thorn bush.
她无论写的诗歌也好，她其他各式样的著作。这些著作都成为历史历代在极大痛苦人中间的一个安慰，因为这个姐妹里面有圣灵的火。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
This fire is the thing that attracts men and women to God in our lives.
这个火是在这个世界吸引无论男女到神的面前。
I came to know the Lord myself through a man who was absolutely nothing to look at.
我自己个人的得救是经过一个弟兄，这个弟兄从世人的观点来看是毫无可取。
A little old hook-nosed man.
是一个矮小鹰钩鼻的一个弟兄。
Wizened, that means wrinkled.
这个脸上又充满皱纹。
His name was C.T. Studd.
他的名字叫斯达德弟兄。
He was a difficult man.
是一个颇为艰难的一个弟兄。
Most pioneers are.
所有的这些先锋者都是性格强一点。
When he found out that he couldn't go with the Cambridge Seven to China unless he had a medical,
当他发现他没有办法跟剑桥七杰一同到中国去传道，除非他做一个身体检查。
He went to see his doctor.
他就去找他的医生。
And his doctor said, "And what do you want me to give you this medical for?"
那这个医生就问他，你要我为你做什么
？I want to go as a missionary, he said to China.
他就对这医生说，我要成为去中国的传教士。
He was a famous cricketer, by the way.
他是一个有名打曲棍球的。
But when the doctor gave him his medical, he said, "You can't go to China."
医生检查完之后就说，你没有资格去中国。
You are a museum of diseases.
你身上的毛病可以开一个博物馆了。
And C.T. Studd said,
那这个 Studd 弟兄就说了，
If God has called me to China, I take the Museum of Diseases with me.
如果上帝叫我去中国的话，我就把这个疾病的博物馆一起带着去。
He went to China.
所以他就去了。
Then to India.
然后去了印度。
Then to Africa.
然后去了非洲。
He never went back to England.
他再也没有回英国。
He was a thorn bush.
他实在是一个荆棘。
But the fire of God burnt in him.
但是他里面有火在焚烧。
Now I never knew him.
我自己不认识他。
But it was the first Christian book I ever read.
但是他的书是我的一生读的第一本基督徒的书。
And as I read it,
当我在读他的书的时候，
I became more and more fascinated.
我越读就越被他吸引，
gripped，
被他抓住了。
By the indwelling Christ in this thorn bush.
我被在他里面这个的火，就是在这个荆棘的里头的这个火抓住。
He was absolutely 100% for the Lord.
在他的一生，他是百分之百的交给主。
I couldn't believe it.
我简直难以相信。
I've never been in a church.
那个时候我从来没去过教堂。
Knew nothing about Christianity.
我对基督教没有了解。
Never been in a synagogue.
也没有去过任何的这个会堂。
Excused all religious instruction at school.
What instruction at school?
Yeah, religious instruction.
我对于学校的任何宗教教育都没有兴趣。
I was 13, nearly 13 years of age when I read that book.
我读这本书的时候将近13岁。
So powerful.
这本书带的能力。
Was the fire of God in that life.
在他生命中，这个火有这么大的能力。
When I ended the book,
让我把这本书读完的时候
，I wanted to be the same.
我有想望跟他一样。
I remember I stood.
我站在那里。
I didn't even know how to pray.
我也不知道怎么祷告。
I stood.
我就在那里。
I thought I think this is what you do.
我想这就是我应该做的事。
And then I thought no.
哦，不对。
I think they kneel.
我应该跪下来。
So I knelt.
所以我跪下来了。
Then I thought no.
我也不知道。
So I stood.
我又站起来了。
Then I prayed.
然后我就祷告。
An unscriptural prayer.
不合乎圣经的祷告。
Oh God.
神啊。
If there is a God.
如果有一位神。
Will you please do in me?
你就在我身上
做。What you did in C.D. Studd.
你在 C.D. Studd 什么做？你做我的身上。
What you made him.
你怎么样照着他，你就做我。
I didn't feel anything.
我也没感觉怎么样。
I didn't feel any change.
我没有改变。
I went to see a Charlie Chaplin that afternoon.
那天下午我去看一个电影。
But something had happened.
但是有事情在我身上发生。
I said to my sister.
我就对我姐姐说。
I would like to go to a church.
我要去教会。
Tomorrow morning, the next day was Sunday.
因为第二天是主日。
And I went.
我就去了。
It was the first Christian service I'd ever been in.
这是我一辈子第一次参加基督徒的聚会。
I found it very strange. Everyone standing up, singing, sitting down, bowing their heads.
我觉得这些人很神经，一下站起来，一下坐下，一下唱歌，一下祷告，都是很奇怪的事。
But there seemed to be a fire in the people.
可是这些人里面好像有火。
And then I heard there was a baptismal service.
然后就告诉我另外有一个受浸聚会。
That evening.
那天晚上有受浸聚会。
So my sister and I,
我就跟我姐姐。
We said to one of the people there, we would, what happens in a baptismal service?
我们就问一个人说，哎，这个受浸聚会有什么事情发生
了？ Well, they're baptized.
哦，他们受浸就是了。
Well, we said, what do you do?
那你要做什么没有？
My sister says, do they wear lovely robes and a crown?
他们是不是穿一个很漂亮的袍子，戴一个冠冕？
No, no, you better come and see.
不是不是，你来看吧。
And we came.
所以我们就去了。
And before those eight people were baptized,
那天晚上有八个人。
They each one gave a testimony.
每一个人做一个见证。
And the amazing thing,
稀奇的是
was it was the same as C.T. Studd.
哎，他们的见证跟 C.T. Studd 的见证好像。
They had a living experience of the Lord.
他们有真实经历主。
The Lord had met them.
主带领他们。
When later Alan Redpath gave the appeal,
那然后他们有一个弟兄就呼召。
I had such a battle.
我就在心里面打仗。
But I stood up.
我就站起来了。
Fire,
火。
But.Brother Sparks was a difficult man.
斯巴克弟兄以前也是一个很难扯的人。
I loved him.
我很爱他。
But he was a difficult man.
他很难对付。
He could sit there and not say a word for 1 hour.
他可以坐在那里一个钟头不讲话的。
Now it never bothered me. I don't mind if people talk or if they keep silent. Let them.
对我来讲，一个人讲话也好，不讲话对我来讲无所谓。
I used to get other people used to get all hot under the collar and will feel all uncomfortable.
对，有一些人有一个人不讲话就受不了的。
He was a difficult man.
他是蛮与众不同。
But you know, and Brother Sparks was not what you would call a fiery man.
但是这个弟兄，你没有办法说他是带着火的人。
He spoke very slowly and thoughtfully.
他是讲话慢吞吞，咬字思想半天。
But there was fire in him.
可是他里面带着火。
There was a fire in that old thorn bush.
在这个老的荆棘里面带着火
，It never went out。
这个火永远不熄灭。
He was a prophetic voice in his own generation。
在那个时代中，神用他作为先知。
You see, do you have the fire of God in you？
你里头有神的火焰吗？
There was a man in Britain when I was first saved.
当我得救不久，有一个人在英国。
He was famous.
有名人。
He was the best known atheist.
是一个有名的无神论者。
He was always writing in the best known national newspapers against the Christians, against Christianity, against the church.
他当时在一个有名的报纸上常常发表文章，攻击神，攻击基督教，攻击他的教会。
Because he was from one of the most famous universities.
因为他是一个很有名的大学毕业。
He was a household word in Britain.
他的名字是家喻户晓的。
He was always laughing at the royal family.
他常常这个嘲笑这个王家。
His name was Malcolm Muggeridge.
Malcolm Muggeridge.
Muggeridge. Well, that, you don't need to put that in Chinese. Malcolm Muggeridge. And he heard about an old nun in India.
他就听见有一个修女在印度。
And he thought, I will go and expose her.
他就去想要把他的内幕把他讲出来。
He was in his 70s.
这个人那个时候已经七十岁了。
And he went to Calcutta.
所以他就飞到加尔各答去。
And he came to Mother Teresa.
所以他就找到这个 Teresa 这个修女。
His plan was to write a whole series of articles debunking her and the Catholic Church.
他去是带着一个使命。要把这个修女的一生的故事把它曝光，然后把羞辱这个天主教会。
It was the greatest shock in his life.
却没想到这个经历成为他一生中很大的震动。
Mother Teresa only stood up to this height.
这位特蕾莎修女好像只有这么高。
A little old wrinkled Albanian lady.
她是一个又老又小的阿尔巴尼亚的修女。
But as he watched,
当他观察这个姐妹，
he became strangely moved.
他就受到感动。
And in the end, he thought, I better go with her. I cannot find yet the hypocrisy.
所以他观察一段时间，他觉得他找不到任何虚假的地方。
And he went out in the night.To those dying on the streets of Calcutta.
他夜晚跑到路上去看到那些将死的人。
And he watched her.
他就观察这个姐妹。
She was absolutely straight with him.
他问的问题很直截了当。
You are a sinner, she said.
这个修女就对那个要死的人说，你是个罪人。
And you're going to hell.
你要下地狱的。
But as he watched her,
他就旁边看。
He watched her kiss people who were so smelling. and so ill, he couldn't leave it.
他看到那些将死的人，味道也难闻，又有重病，他却用他的嘴亲吻这些病人。
Malcolm Muggeridge went back to Britain.
那这位无神论者他回到英国。
It was as if his whole life had fallen to pieces.
好像他整个的一生就垮台了。
And he went away to think.
他就开始想。
And in those 3 weeks,
在他这三个礼拜的观察里，
he found the Lord.
他就被他找到了主。
The best known atheist.
这是当时最有名的无神论者。
He was born of God.
现在他重生了。
And the following week, all the newspapers had headlines.
所以过一个礼拜，每一个有名的报纸都有头条新闻。
Is it Alzheimer's? Muggeridge goes religious.
他这个无神论者今天变成了一个有宗教信仰的人，是不是他得了老年痴呆症？
Or another one, Malcolm Muggeridge goes senile.
或另外一个报纸说他现在得了这个老年痴呆症。
Now I'm not holding a brief for the Roman Catholic Church, but what I'm saying is this: here is something that shames us. Here is a nun who knew the Lord.And in whose life was the fire of God. It was a thorn bush on fire with the Spirit of God.
我这里不管他是什么教，但是我们要看见有一个重生得救的一个修女，她的生命中有神的火焰，她改变那个世界。
A man who was like a fortress against the gospel.
这里本来有一个人强烈的一生反对这个福音。
A man who had used every weapon imaginable, academic weapon, to destroy the gospel.
这个人用着学术的理论来攻击反对神。
Saved by meeting the fire in a thorn bush.
可是他居然得救了。因为他看见了火焰在这一个荆棘里头。
Dear family of God,
神的儿女们，
We need the fire.
我们何等需要火焰。
We need the fire.
我们需要圣灵的火焰。
May the Holy Spirit.Ignite that fire in every one of our lives.
我们求圣灵在我们每一个人心里面点起这个火来。
And in our life together as the people of God.
不但在我们个人，也在我们整个的教会团体里头。
Shall we pray?
让我们来祷告。
Father, we bow in your presence.
天父，我们在你面前下拜。
Maybe in many of our lives that fire that once burnt has gone out.
可能在我们曾经有火焰，但是现在消失了。
That first love has grown cold.
那个起初的爱火已经冷了。
Others of us, maybe we've never had that fire.
也有人可能从来在他的生命中没有这个火焰。
By your Spirit, Lord, touch us.
主啊，靠着你的圣灵，求你今天晚上摸着我们。
Challenge us, Lord.
向我们每一个人挑战。
Ignite us.
把我们点起火来。
Lord, may we be ablaze for your glory.
主啊，让我们成为一个火焰，为着你的荣耀。
A witness and a testimony to the whole world.
在这个世界成为你的见证。
By your Spirit.
靠着你的圣灵。
Work, Lord.
主啊，做工吧，在我们身上。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们乃是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.